This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kirk Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome to this week's show of RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast for Monday, January 8th of 2007. I'm your host, Amanda, and with me, as always, is John. Welcome to the show, Crack Technical Staff.
Glad to be here.
Did you have a good New Year's Eve?
I think so.
Did you have a good first week of the new year?
Nah.
How about this weather, man? It's rotten, huh?
I'm tired of rain.
Oh, I know. What kind of craziness is this, where we don't have any snow the first week of January, but we've got rain?
I don't know. Though, it would be awfully treacherous if all the rain that we've had were to be replaced with snow.
That's true. Or were to freeze right now. We would have mud icicles all over the place, because our yard is just a big mud pie.
Yeah.
The driveway? Whew! Instead of wearing snow boots, you need, like, muck boots.
Muck boots.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Mucklucks.
Mucklucks. That's a silly word.
Yes, it is.
So, here we are, talking about baseball in January. There's just not a whole lot to talk about, but, you know, there is more to talk about this week than there has been
for weeks. Hooray. Because
the Reds went and traded their reserve infielder, Brendan Harris, to the Devil Rays.
What'd they get?
Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing.
That's a good trade.
Nothing in particular. You know, I've heard that when you trade someone for a player to be named later, that there's some sort of, you're getting around some rule or something where you can't trade a player after you've gotten them for so many days or something like that. But when we trade for a player to be named later or cash, I think it's really that you just don't know. Right? It's like,
I don't know what the or cash means. Usually, there's a list of some players submitted, or, and then it's up to the team's discretion.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's one player that it is for, but they're not allowed to for a while.
Yeah, but what about the cash
part? But the cash thing, I don't know. I don't know what the stipulations are.
Well, Harris was part of the trade.
The trade.
We need a special effect for that. Can you do a big echo? The trade.
I can try.
You can do that?
I'll see.
Krupski,
why do you think we'll be talking about it for a while?
The trade? I think it might be historic. In any event, he was part of the trade, but Krupski was willing to give up on him just like that when they needed to make room for Jeff Conine on the roster. So they DFA'd him back on 12/21 to make room on the roster. And even though he really hadn't gotten much of a chance,
yeah,
that's okay. I mean, of the moves, I suppose that one is, like, one of the less offensive.
It doesn't make Krupski look good, though, that one of the pieces he got in the trade is already gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
granted, it was a minor piece, and the whole thrust of the trade was the two relievers, but still.
Man, can you believe that?
Still.
A trade of epic proportions for two relievers. It's madness, I tell you what. What else is going on? Former Red Alex Sanchez, former Reds organization participant Alex Sanchez, the guy who was the first one suspended on steroid use suspicion or whatever it was.
It was a suspicion.
I suppose it was not.
There might have
been
that, too.
Well, it was suspicion until it was verified. But he signed on with the Reds organization back in March. He was already cut in June. I kind of didn't follow it. You know, when
they
signed him in March, I noted it. But in June, by the time June came around, I guess I was already thinking about other things. I don't know. I sort of missed it. It seems like a shame.
So where is he now?
The Marlins.
The Marlins.
Are giving him an opportunity, but he doesn't really seem like a good fit for the Marlins, so I really don't know what's going to happen there. But
where did the other drug-addled youth that the Reds just picked up come from? Was he from a Florida team? Was it the Marlins or was it the other one?
I think it was the Marlins, but I can't remember.
Maybe if it's the same team, maybe they just need a person
with
some
constant drug level.
Yeah.
Well, it is Florida, you know.
It's a pretty screwed up state.
Yeah. And sort of known for its drug usage,
yeah.
I've heard. You know, more than say like Montana.
There's just not enough people in Montana.
I know. But I suppose if you wanted to use drugs in Montana, you could probably pretty easily get away with it, because who's going to know? You're out on your, like, 100-acre ranch with nothing but, like, some buffalo or something. I don't even know what's in Montana. Anyway, what else? There was some talk about Chris Rietzma maybe signing back on with the Reds.
Chris Rietzma, I'll always remember him fondly for one of the games we saw in person back when we were starting to follow the Reds. Mm-hmm. Actually, there were two, I think, in the same year. One, we went down to visit my brother in Atlanta, and yeah. he was going up against Greg Maddux at the time, and he handled himself admirably. And then another, of course, he lost because the Reds sucked. But
well, yeah.
then the other one we saw at Riverfront Stadium, he just pitched great. And the team might have won if it hadn't been for 3 errors in the same inning by Barry Larkin.
Ah, those were the good old days, man. Now we just have Encarnacion to make 3 errors in one game. I think Brandon Phillips made 2 errors on one play once, actually. That's pretty impressive. But in any event, you know, as hated as he had become in Atlanta, he still signed on with the Mariners for $1.35 million.
Yeah, that's more than I think I would have been willing to offer.
It's just crazy. The market for pitchers this offseason has been out of control. So, you know, on the one hand, I think...
that's less money, less capital, I guess you could say, than the relievers that Kripke got in the trade.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that as much as I want to rag on Kripke for not doing anything about the pitching situation in Cincinnati, I can sort of understand.
Yeah, what's he gonna do?
I can't understand the other crazy crap that he is doing.
True.
But I can understand why he isn't doing that.
You don't want him to overspend on crap. You want him to underspend on crap.
I want him to not spend it all on crap, in fact.
Oh, he's going to spend on crap, though.
Does every team need some crap?
Oh, yeah. That's what the minor leagues and spring training are for.
Speaking of spring training, the Reds have announced their spring training non-roster invitees.
Woot!
Yeah, right up there at the top of the list is Homer Bailey.
Of course.
So, you know, Nuxall was quoted recently saying he thought he was going to make the rotation coming out of spring training. I find that kind of hard to believe.
I find that hard to believe. They've been so cautious with him to this point that no, I can't see that. Right. Unless, like, he's completely unhittable, and he's mastered all of his pitches and is just completely phenomenal. Yeah. Then, yeah, you know.
It's really hard to say because at one point you don't want to rush the kid. You know, on the one hand, you don't want to rush the kid. You don't want to screw him up. On the other hand, you know, the career of an athlete is short.
Yes.
And he's not left-handed. So
it's even shorter.
He can't play until he's 80. He's going to have to get up there at some point. I don't know. He's not very old. He's pretty young.
No. But no, they've got plenty of time. And the sooner they bring him up, the sooner he gets big money.
Yeah.
So you want to try to maximize that time when he's effective.
If they continue this pitching contract trend from this year, they're going to have to actually sign over the ownership of the team. He will actually own the Mariners wherever he signs, whatever. Anyway, Michael Gosling, Ryan Hannigan, Paul Janish, Miguel Perez, Dwayne Wise. Miguel Perez, Dwayne Wise, Anderson Machado, Tom Schoen, Ryan Jorgensen, Jason Kirschner, Victor Santos, and Dan Conway were all not. They were just recently signed to minor league contracts.
And they've gotten invitations.
Yeah.
I bet that's mainly just filler with, you know, the little bit of hope that maybe one of them surprises you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I wonder what's going
to... Well, look, there's 4 of those are catchers.
Well, that's just Kripke's way.
And that's in addition to the 3 major league catchers.
That's just Kripke's way.
No, do actually need a lot of catchers.
Oh, sure. Well, of course you do. And but you need you need people to play. They only let the starters play like 1 inning. I mean, if that. So I'm interested to see if Dwayne Wise is going to do anything this season. I'm afraid that he might have had his sparkling moment last season and then hurt himself just before he... Wouldn't that just be like the movie story of the guy who never quite made it? Remember the Pops in Major League 3?
Yeah.
He was called up, but his plane couldn't land, and so he never actually...
That's right.
Never actually made it to the show. It's just a story just like that.
Yeah, but Wise was actually up last year.
That's true. So. Yeah, and he was doing all right. Yeah. He did fine. He did fine. I don't know why people were down on him. He did just
for
fine.
For his role. He did okay.
But I kind of doubt he'll be any one of the people that we see at the Reds Caravan.
No. And that's coming up. They've announced, the dates have started trickling in.
Yeah, you see a few dates. I haven't seen any official press releases or anything along those lines, but I do know of two dates, well, in Indiana. I mean, they're actually the same date. They're in Muncie from 3:30 to 5:30 at Damon's, and then they're at Pinheads in Indianapolis on the north side from 7 to 9. So I'm guessing that they're just going to have to haul ass right out of there at 5:30 to get down to Pinheads at 9. I mean, I realize it's about, let's see, from Damon's?
Well, that is on the outskirts of Muncie, the closest restaurant to the interstate.
It is the closest. And Pinheads is pretty far north on the north side of Indy. But still, it's got to be a 45-minute drive. And that's only an hour and a half between the two. Are they going to be rolling in just in time to sit down and start answering questions?
Well, who knows? We'll find out. You know, they'll release an official schedule soon. That's still just...
So here's my question. Are we going to go from one venue to the other one? Am I going to have... You know what I could do? I could
draft along the back of the tour bus?
I was thinking I could ask exactly the same questions. See how
then they'd be ready the second
exactly.
time.
Exactly. And to the crowd, it would be hilarious,
right.
Even the second time, because I wouldn't have heard them. But to the players, I'd be... To the player, Todd Coffey is the only one I've heard that's confirmed. Todd Coffey and Tom Brenneman, baby. So
hey, speaking of Tom Brenneman, I bet right now he's broadcasting the bowl championship game with Ohio State and the other team right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's getting lots of national exposure. I don't exactly understand why he accepted the Reds. It's kind of like a step down.
Well, maybe he won't stay very long.
They want him to take over for Marty.
I'm sure he's great. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure he's great, but... See, that would be the primary question I would have for him is, tell me, Tom, what exactly do you expect to bring to the broadcast booth that your father didn't already have there like 20 years ago? Hello? Like, really, seriously.
Less colorful pants?
Slightly less curmudgeonly attitude. Though I bet he can get curmudgeonly.
I think after 20-some years, he'd get there.
You know, I'm feeling kind of curmudgeonly. I've probably been following the team for, what, 6 years?
Yeah, it grows quickly.
Yeah. And what else? Griffey broke his hand. I guess that Kremchek checked it out today or yesterday.
Master diagnostician.
Yeah. Yeah, and he says it's
healing. Yeah, Eddie Guardado's fine.
And he says it's fine. Or he says it's doing well, and they're going to check it again in 10 days. So I imagine we'll be seeing Griffey sometime in
10 days. Okay,
July?
Wait. So when do pitchers and catchers report?
When do pitchers and catchers
report?
That'll
be in sometime in February.
February 17th. Something like that.
And position players a few days after that. Yeah, 21st, so I think. Griffey's not going to be playing ball till July or August.
Yep, that sounds about
right. It's
like
so funny because it's true.
Hopefully not. I mean, it's just a broken bone. It's not, I mean, it's not a tendon. It's not a muscle. I mean, it's just broken. Just heal it up. You know, take your calcium.
What I want to know more than the hand is his toe healed?
It's had plenty of time, but you never know. Anyway, that's all the stuff I've got in Reds land. What have you got out in and around the rest of baseball?
Okay, let's see. A couple things. Have you heard of Jason Stark?
No.
He's a writer for ESPN.
Didn't we go to school with a guy named Jason Starkey?
Yes, we... No, I think it's Jeremy.
Jeremy Starkey, yeah. You're right. You're right, okay. Hi, Jeremy.
He does not listen.
You don't think?
He's a metalhead.
You think there could be metalhead Reds fans?
I'm not saying that. Anyway,
he's
a writer for ESPN, does a column
called
Useless Information Department.
Okay.
And recently, in one of his year-ending wrap-up columns, he focused on some strange statistical occurrences in the game of baseball.
Sure.
In 2006, a Red was mentioned, or a former Red was mentioned. Jason Standridge, August 6th.
Ah, Standridge. What you got?
He recorded an out without throwing a pitch while retiring a player who had faced the pitcher before him.
He recorded an out without throwing a pitch while...
Retiring a player.
So that was the out he got.
Right. The out he got.
That doesn't seem that strange. I mean, he just came on the mound and threw a guy out, right?
Not exactly. Because the batter that was retired was not the one, not the previous batter.
Oh, okay. So it was the one who was at bat. How do you do that?
Okay. Standish came out of the bullpen to relieve Kyle Loesch. Mm-hmm. His first act was to step off the rubber and throw to second on an appeals play.
Oh, okay.
And he got an out when the umpires ruled that the Braves runner, they're playing Atlanta, Willie Abar, had missed second base.
Okay. So he had, the runner was at third, but he had missed second, so they threw to second to appeal.
And they got him out.
Okay.
They ruled him out, and that made the previous batter out, who was, he'd singled, and he was standing on first. But then they appealed, and they ruled the guy out at second, which subtracted a hit from the guy on first, because it meant he'd grounded into a fielder's choice.
Okay, so it didn't actually change anything, it just, it's a quirk of the statistics.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it just subtracted a hit from Marcus Giles, whom Standridge had never faced.
So how is that? Okay, it's just, so it's an out in that it was not a hit.
Right.
Okay, and the fielder's choice. Huh, okay.
Just, see, useless information.
Yeah. What do you know? You were saying?
And one more. And this story is an effort to fill in the lack of Reds arrests that we've experienced this offseason.
Yeah, we have been missing
There's
the
There's a dearth
arrests.
Of it, definitely.
I agree. It's a good time.
It's from another team, obviously, not the Reds, otherwise.
Is it the Bengals?
No, it's baseball.
Oh, okay.
San Diego. Padres pitcher Jake Peavy was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. Last week.
Forgot all.
Yeah, just
disorderly
just
conduct.
Around the holidays, you think, oh, he just had too much to drink for New Year's, right?
Yeah.
No.
He
was headed for a goodwill tour of the Dominican Republic with some other major league players.
Headed for it like he was going to the airport?
Yeah, he was at the airport.
Okay.
He parked his car. He double parked it.
Okay. He was just going to leave it in the road the entire time he was in the Dominican Republic?
I don't know what his plans were.
Okay.
But he double parked to drop off his bags.
Oh, okay, to drop off his bags. All right.
And apparently the airport police were right there, and immediately they swooped in and told him he had to move his car. And this is where he made his error in judgment.
Okay.
He said, write me up a ticket and I'll pay for it. So they arrested him.
For that?
Yep.
Jeez. Touchy.
Yeah, you don't pull stuff with airport security or police.
It's, well, whatever.
He said,
write me up a ticket and I'll pay for it. Not write me up a ticket and I'll blow myself up. I mean,
you know, it's practically the same thing.
Yeah, that. I think that's taking it too far myself. I don't know. He was being a jackass. But
yeah, definitely.
He was just being a jackass. Being a jackass isn't against the law. If it was, Pete Rose would be in jail.
Wasn't he for a while?
And me too. Anyway, so is there anything else? Is that all we've got for this week?
That's all, unless you want to talk about Hall of Fame voting.
Not really, but okay. I don't know anything about Hall of Fame voting. Do you have anything you want to say about Hall of Fame voting?
No, it's just, there's, it comes out today, or it'll come out Tuesday when most people will be listening to this.
I see. Yeah, I don't think I would enjoy the Hall of Fame. I would probably find it pretty boring.
Yeah.
You know, not very cultured that way.
Yeah. A bunch of old people.
Yeah, a lot of people I've never heard of.
But you've heard of McGuire.
Yeah, I've heard of McGuire. You think he's going to be in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't think so.
I think he will eventually, whether tomorrow or not. I don't know.
Maybe. Anyway, so that's all we've got for this week. Hopefully the Reds will have done something much more exciting and talk-worthy by next week.
And here in a few weeks, Reds Caravan.
Woohoo!
Highlights from.
I can hardly wait. That's going to be super awesome.
Mega cool.
That's going to be cyber badass is what it's going to be. Anyway, so until then, hang in there and go Reds!
The Red Hot Broadcast is recorded weekly in front of a live studio audience. To send your comments to the show, email us at rhm@red-hot-mama.com and visit the website at red-hot-mama.com.